I look like an egg with this lighting.
It's bad.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic, Bree is so happy that I am about to mutter these words.
I bet they can guess.
I bet they can is just catching up. We're just going to catch up. Do you want queer content? No. Just catching up.
Well, it's gay people catching up.
Did you want insight about being queer? No. Catching up.
Just some personal anecdotes.
Yeah. Do you think there's a lot of stuff to talk about in the queer world? Because we're currently crumbling apart and we should probably take this time to make some meaningful statements. No. We're catching up, baby.
You know, the important things, like what I had for breakfast.
Exactly.
Morning.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Ozempic?
No. Although, have you been hearing about Ozempic and people, like, their stomachs getting paralyzed from it?
Paralyzed?
Yeah, this is the new Ozempic tea.
Oh, I actually just got an Apple alert about that. It was like, these people took Ozempic for weight loss and now they're having stomach problems, but I just thought they had diarrhea because everybody was like,
apparently
you get diarrhea.
People are like, their like, stomachs are like not working, so it's like not processing
what
stuff.
What is that?
Just some
dirt
on your wall.
It looks like blood.
It kind of looks like blood, or like you like just rubbed your asshole up against the wall or something post sex.
Yeah. Shit.
Wow. pun intended. Going back to the start here, make sure wherever you're listening to follow or subscribe. I know that this has been a very enticing offer, especially if it's your first time tuning in. You can also find us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. I will say your Instagram vibes are lovely lately.
Oh,
I'm really enjoying your vibes that you're putting out.
What are my vibes?
Just cool guy shit.
Oh, cool guy shit.
You're just like doing cool things. You're posting stories about cool things. I'm really enjoying it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do some reels recently too.
I'm loving the reels.
Thank you.
So, you know, great things going on at Sean.Lusk.
Yeah, huge stuff going
Big
on
stuff.
Over there.
Also, quick plug, go to at Aging Out the Movie. We now have an Instagram. And if you click the link in my bio at Brianne Williamson, there's my text list. I'm deciding where I'm screening the movie based on how many people are signed up in different cities on my text list. So if you want a movie screening in your city, please sign up for my text list. Thank you so much. Catching up. We have a lot to talk about.
Do we?
Yeah.
I think you might have a lot to talk at me about.
You have a lot to listen to me about.
Exactly. Yeah. I do. Speaking of, I'll start this because you mentioned it. I assume the stories that you liked yesterday were like me going for a hike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a lovely story about that.
Okay.
Which is just like so comical and so incredibly Vancouver.
Yeah.
So it was a Friday. Mm-hmm. So it was a team building exercise my work.
Mm-hmm.
So none of us worked. We took the day and went on a team hike to Bowen Island. So we like took the ferry over.
People are like trying to get couches in their living rooms. You guys
and
are
we
just
said, no, we got to hike. I'm up a mountain, baby.
We're not picking paint today.
Absolutely
today
not.
We're going on a hike.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I had never been to this island in Vancouver, and we were talking about it on Wednesday. We were planning for the hike, like what we were going to eat and bring and stuff. And all of us that hadn't been asked, what kind of hike is it? Like, is it a hard hike?
Yeah.
Like, what is it like?
Like, what am I preparing for?
Exactly.
Do I need like those little gel packs to nourish myself?
Do I need like the little grippers on the bottom of my shoes? Like, what is the vibe?
An ice pick?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the ropes with the little tension things to like free climb. Like, what is this? And we're doing like free solo or whatever it is.
It's the Dawn Wall.
Yeah,
that's what you
exactly.
guys are doing as a team building exercise.
Just a light hike. So we were asking, what kind of hike is this? And the three people that had done it previously were like, oh, it's literally barely a hike. It's a walk. Like, it's just a walk. And I was like, okay. So we're asking what kind of and I like hiking. I would say I'm a hiker. I hike decently often. I like a hard hike. I feel very accomplished at the top.
Yeah.
So we're like, what should we wear? Like, what shoes should we wear? And they were like, literally anything. Like, it's just a walk. And I was wearing my Docs. And I was like, can I just wear boots? And they were like, yeah, it's just a walk. It's not a hike.
Oh, my God.
So we go on this walk.
Yeah.
It was 730 meters up. It took us 2.5 hours
no.
to get to the top, going straight up.
No.
The total journey was 15 kilometers.
Those people would be hearing from my lawyers.
I burnt
genuinely
2,200 calories.
No.
Yes. My feet.
What is wrong with those
I
people?
I was wearing platform docks. My feet were.
Not were, platform docks. Platform docks.
My feet.
Blistered, bleeding. Just, raw.
They actually aren't blistered, but they were so sore. And I was like.
I'd cut they, my legs off.
One of them was like, I thought they were comfy. And I literally turned and I was like, for a walk. And then I kept making jokes and I was like, just so you know, mm-hmm. this was supposed to be team building, but I trust all of you less than yeah. ever.
I'd be talking to HR about these
literally
people.
I said I was gonna send my 2 weeks at the top. And they were all like, we don't remember it like this, like this is not what we remember it. And I was like, do you guys all have like collective trauma?
Yeah,
like
what's
did you
going
block
on?
It out. So,
it feels
yeah.
like they have something against you. It feels like a personal attack.
Well, I wasn't even the one that got it the worst. One of my other coworkers was wearing new shoes.
No.
And he fell and cut his knee.
No.
And like, it was like a whole thing.
This is like The Office episode or something.
Like, like, we were literally fighting for our lives and they described it as just a walk.
Just a brisk
just
walk.
Just a quick walk.
Fuck so, those yeah. people. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. I'd actually be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, do not do that to
no.
me. I need to know. I need to be prepared.
Totally.
I need and, to like, know whether to bring a flare to get a helicopter
exactly.
halfway up.
And it was like gorgeous. And I'm honestly glad we did it. And it was, first of all, we took the wrong way. There was apparently a path that is like more gentle, but it's still
oh.
really high.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad we did it, but I wish that I had been. We all only brought one water bottle, so we were all out of water.
You're like rationing.
We were all like so thirsty,
licking
like
each other's armpits.
Exactly. Well, mm-hmm. that was unrelated, but
that was just something the office culture.
That
that's
was
just something
building,
you do.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really wild. And then
wow.
I got home and had to like drop my coworker off and go across town to see the Barbie movie. And literally the only thing that could have gotten me out of my apartment was the Barbie,
was
movie.
The Barbie movie.
If it was anything else, I would have been like, I have no feet. I'm exhausted. I'm not coming. But the Barbie movie, I was like,
well worth
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
You got to do it for Barbie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but we're going to talk about it next week.
We're
going to
talk about it next
it.
Week
I'm
after you
excited.
Say it. And I will tell you quite a situation that happened.
This reminds me of when I, in order to get out of doing social studies.
Yes.
In grade 10, there was an option where you could, in lieu of social studies, you could take a course called outdoor exploration.
That sounds perfectly like you.
Yeah.
When I think Brie, I think that's an outside
outdoor,
explorer.
Yeah, an explorer of the outside.
Of the outdoors, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A nature gal, if you will.
Absolutely.
Always looking to explore.
Camping.
Yes.
Hiking. Canoeing.
Touching leaves.
Grass.
Yeah.
Sun. You love everything.
I love all those things. So I was like, honestly, I had a crush on someone in the class that was joining the class. So I was like, okay, well, that's my answer. I've got to join the class.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like what you make your entire life about when
totally.
You're younger.
Yeah.
So
you
I
never have a personality of your
no,
own.
No, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no.
Couldn't
no.
be doing
no
that.
No personal choices.
No.
No. Just people pleasing.
Yeah.
So I joined this course and for the most part, it was a lot of fun, but we did the gross grind one of the days and we had to do it with like backpacks with sandbags in them. To like prepare as if we were packing up a mountain.
Oh.
And I forgot. This was like something I always did. I always forgot.
You couldn't
my
have brought like
strap.
Actual stuff. Not just
you'd
like
think.
Sand.
You'd think. They just like, it was just cruel and unusual. Like there was no reason. Like you think they might have planned like we're packing a picnic or like something
yeah.
that like gives us some reward. No, just fucking sandbags.
They're like, we're going to pack up our bags. Like we're bringing all this sand.
Literally. And I always forgot my gym strip. That was like part of my personality.
Okay.
I always was that idiot that would go to like gym class and I'd be like, I don't have anything. I have my like Dorina jeans with like the 1-inch zipper and like my like Fat Farm shoes.
Oh, so you were set.
So I was ready.
Yeah.
I was always ready to be an athlete. And this is also aging me, of course, that those were the styles. But one of the days I was wearing a Juicy Couture tracksuit, a pink one. I forgot it was the day that we were doing this gross grind.
Changed.
Yeah, I have. So I go to do, actually, this one was a lilac one. A lilac one. And I was wearing like DCs. Remember those DC the shoes? Thick, like the really
thick. Like the skater ones? Yes. The big wide ones?
Exactly. Yeah. With like either no laces or like the really thick laces that aren't doing anything. Yeah,
that were tied underneath.
Yes. Anyway, so I was wearing those shoes, DC shoes. I can still picture them. And these lilac, what is that fabric? Like the fuzzy fabric.
Like velvet.
Velvet, yeah. Tracksuit. I forgot it was the day that we were doing the gross grind. And it also happened to be pouring rain that day. Get those type of pants wet. They are like 200 pounds. Yeah. Like I cannot like describe to you how heavy those pants feel when they're wet. So I went up the gross grind in DC shoes, soaking wet velvet pants, dragging under my heels.
Get DC shoes wet too when they're like bricks.
Like bricks with sandbags on my back. And I cried like the half of the way up. I was literally sobbing.
You probably could have just dumped out the sand and put the wet tracksuit in and they would have been the same.
It would have been the same. It would have been the same. So that was
similar vibes.
Similar vibes.
I was in a Juicy Couture tracksuit yesterday too.
I figured.
Funnily enough.
Yeah, so, I thought you might be able to relate to that story. Yeah.
Also, for anybody watching on video, our patrons, we don't have a light today.
So, oh my God, new lighting unlocked.
New lighting unlocked, darkness.
Terrible lighting quality unlocked. If you want to become a patron.
Literally. I don't think I've used this ring light since we used it at Lauren's birthday.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the plug is.
Wow.
Which, it's crazy. You actually need those for lights.
You do need plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need cords and plugs.
Somebody should look into
things.
That because I don't.
On the way here, I realized I didn't have a cord plug for my mic. And
we're,
I had to stop
honestly,
and purchase one.
Just success stories.
We know how to do a podcast. Yeah. It's only been like 250 episodes. You know, you'd think
we're keeping it fresh.
Yeah, we're keeping ourselves on our toes.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
Oh Christ.
Oh my God.
Not
oh my
photo.
God. Jarring.
That is really bad.
So scary. The fact that we were just talking about our tech problems, lack of wires, and in that moment, I cannot tell you enough, listeners, that in that moment the universe said, fuck you.
The universe said, shut up, gays.
And we literally continued to blab away for 10 minutes only to realize the last 10 minutes has not been recording.
Yeah, the mics literally just, both of them stopped working, which tells me that it's, well, because we use such high tech technologies as our long-term gabers would know.
Yeah.
So Gorschmund, just like stopped working. So yeah, if you've never heard of that platform, it's really, really hard to use and very high tech.
Very high tech. Yeah. I love when people DM me sometimes and they're like, I'm thinking of starting a podcast. Can you give me some information on like the technology and everything that you all use? And I'm like, garage
you go,
and
you
an
go,
Amazon
I'm,
mic.
It's, do you have thousands of dollars to shell out on software? Because
do you have a sound engineer in the building?
Do you have one of those acoustic rooms? Because you're going to need all of those. If you don't have it, don't start.
Don't even start.
No.
So what I was talking about during the 10 minutes is that I just wrapped my film, which is very, very exciting. And I was letting Sean know that, you know, I was describing it to people as like adult summer camp a bit, because during the time that you're filming, you're with the same people every day for like 12 to 14 hours
right.
a day.
And then there's an awful camp counselor, you.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I think everyone wants to be my friend and like stay at summer camp. And they're like, fuck this
literally.
Bitch. She's so annoying. But by the end of it, you like feel like you really know these people because you've spent so much time with them and you're like collaborating on a passion project. And anyways, people throughout that were following each other on Instagram and getting to know one another. And a few people noticed on my Instagram page that I had a podcast, and I made a rule where they were not allowed to listen to my podcast until after we wrapped.
Yeah.
And I was just saying to Sean, which now we're just repeating because fuck technology, that I think people think when you have a podcast and you're a queer person that you're talking about important things.
Yeah.
And it's just me talking about like eating ass and inserting diva cups into my
I would hoo-ha. Say it's 90% diva cup.
Yeah, 10% ass.
I would say 90% diva cup, like 7.5% catching up.
Yeah.
And then like 1% eating ass, and then 1.5, like maybe we talk about gay shit.
Mm-hmm.
So but not like helpful gay shit.
No. So it was funny because a couple of the people that worked on the film too are like allies, and I'm like, this is just
like you're this not
is a quick way to turn you into a not ally by you're listening be to my a conservative podcast
after this. They're like, I actually don't think I want to support gay people anymore, honestly.
After listening to a couple episodes of your podcast, I think you I'm homophobic. You
shouldn't be supported.
But oh my God, so cool. One of the people that I cast for this project, I haven't done any cast announcements yet, but is a gaber.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So that's the one that was ratting you out.
So it was actually pretty wild because we had like, oh, sorry, knees really on sensual. Knees. That was sensual. Wow. We had like close to 300 submissions for auditions.
Crazy.
And then from that, I literally went through each one, chose about 150 people to request self-tapes from based on the characters I had and who I thought might fit characters. And then we received about 127. I like how I say about, and then I remember exact amount.
Yeah. About 127.
The reason I'm saying
an
about,
exact number.
The reason I'm saying about is because people are so dumb. I'm still getting emails asking if they can audition.
You should just say yes.
Hey, I saw you're doing your film. Can I audition?
Hey, I saw you filmed your film. Could I audition?
So, you know what? 127 pending a few more that seem to be rolling in. Exactly. Still.
Let's get that number up. Any gabers that want to get in it, keep going.
Keep auditioning.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. But this person auditioned and they were like the perfect fit. They were like the most awesome ever. Cast them without knowing that they're literally from across the country, and then they came from across the country. It's so exciting. Oh my God, that was really wild. Really cool, and they were amazing and so talented.
Well, obviously they were gaber.
Well, duh. But that was pretty cool.
That's kind of nice though, because you probably worked really closely with them, and then they already knew how awful you were.
That is a refreshing thought.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you worry about first impressions.
Yes.
And it's nice when people have super low expectations going in.
They've heard the depths of your psychosis and they still wanted to work with you, which I think is really beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah. It's
concerning.
They did tell me that they were looking for charity hours.
Yeah,
so they asked me to sign a few forms for that.
It's a good place to get it done. So it's, yeah.
I can't. But yeah, we had some really awesome cast and crew. It was really, really cool. And I was saying to Sean that it's so wild because this has been like a year in the making between fundraising and planning. And then when we were shooting, and I literally woke up the day after finishing filming and I was like, oh my God, I did it. Like I fucking did it.
Yeah.
Like now it has to be edited. I cried.
Yeah.
Because just from like the relief of it all.
Yeah.
Because I think the whole time, the only thing that got me through is at some point I'm going to have a film. Like I know it's going to get done. So I've just got to keep one foot in front of the other. And so then when that actually happened, I was like, holy fuck. Like
I did it.
I fucking did it.
Yeah.
So now we have editors and stuff working on it, which is really cool. And basically the next steps are, it's going to take a few weeks for like the first pass of the edit, because that's the other thing with doing such the film that's going to be 45 to 60 minutes is it's a lot of fucking footage to go through and work on. So then I'll see the first pass and then we'll go back and forth on a bunch of different versions. And then they've got to do post sound and Foley and all that stuff.
What is Foley?
It's really cool, actually. So I think this has been the case with my entire experience with making films or doing anything in this capacity, is just constantly learning shit that I was just never aware of.
Yeah.
And an example of that is Foley, where now I can't like unnotice it when I watch TV and film. And it's that all the things that you hear in a film, besides like the actors' voices,
right,
are put in post. So like if someone puts a cup down, it's the sound of the cup being placed on the table.
Oh.
When like someone is perceived to have walked in a room behind a character, like they'll put those footsteps in post.
And like a door.
Or like a door opens, like, right. Or like whatever. So like all those things are either sampled on set in certain cases. So yeah. Like if someone like turns on a faucet, they'll like literally put the mic by the faucet to like get that sound to put in post. Or a lot of sound people that you hire have a sound bank, or they will make stuff themselves. So there's like really famous examples of, you know,
people like cracking bottles and stuff. Yeah, like that is, and, yeah.
Or like certain monsters. Like I forget what they used in Stranger Things for the like monster sounds, but it's like crunching plastic bottles or something like that.
Children screaming at a daycare. Yeah. And they're like, that is a monster.
Like, that's perfect.
That is terrifying.
So it's really weird because you to wrap your head around, because when you get the first edit of the film, it has none of that in it, because they you have to lock the film and then they put the sound in afterwards.
Okay, silent movie.
Right? So you listen and it seems like so like bad and dead because you're just hearing characters' voices and there's no like ambiance, there's no music, there's no other sound. So it just feels like really like not real, because
so
you don't
weird.
You're, like, you know, as we're sitting here, we're hearing the cart outside, we're
cart
hearing
girl,
yeah
cart are you girl. Gonna add cart girl to the movie?
Yeah, we're hearing like, you know, just cars driving up and down the street. Like in a movie that would all be put in post because you're not like recording all that ambient sound
and you want like to control what is,
yeah, so you're just recording like the actors themselves.
Wow.
So like they put all that stuff in post to make it feel like a real
world.
But when you get the first pass and that's not there, it feels so like plain and you're like, is this bad? Like, that's why does this suck?
Fuck, I should not do this movie.
I know. Yeah. So it's kind of a weird experience, like wrapping your head around all of that. And then it like, I just remember that from coming out, I got the first pass and I was like, it just feels so dry. Like what? And then when they add all that sound of like, you know, a drink being poured and all those things that you just don't think of.
My question for you is, what out is happening in the cinematic universe next?
Oh, because we've had coming out, aging out.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking.
Yeah.
Taking out.
Oh.
And it's like a queer hitman.
Oh.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially thriller.
Like action thriller drama.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe checking out could be like, you know, like a queer, like department store sitcom, something like that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
I think we should really keep the universe going.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just everything
I do. MCU is quaking.
It needs to be out no matter what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. I love this. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so funny. The amount of people, I know you're joking, but the amount of people that have been like, what are you going to do next? I'm like, bitch, the body's still warm. Like, let's give it a minute.
Help like, me bury it at least.
Like, fuck, like, I'm like, it hasn't even been edited. It's crazy. But
I never ask you that because I know that you say the body's still warm. You literally already have like 12 secret plans.
Yeah, I have some ideas.
See?
But no, but I'm really excited to enjoy like reap the benefits of like what I worked on. Like,
yeah,
I'm excited to like market this and promote it and like see it through and give it time to breathe before I work on anything
Thank
else.
Thank Christ.
Yeah, literally. So I'm very excited for that. I mentioned earlier, get on my text list, because my plan is, because I have a lot of people asking, which is great. I love that people are asking, because it shows that you're interested in, and that's like what I'm doing this for. I hope people watch it. The plan is basically it's the next 2 months is going to be like post editing. And even that is super fast for this length of film. Then I'm going to start doing screenings with, the first being the local screening for people that sponsored and supported it, probably early October.
That's soon.
Yeah. And then I'm going to do a bunch of other screenings in different places, depending on who's signed up for my text list. Just saying.
I was a sponsor, so I get to go to a screening.
You do. Thank you. You're so sweet and supportive. And then after that, it's going to be ready and available in like November. I announced it on the Aging Out the Movie Instagram, but it is a holiday film. I think I've said it on this podcast before, so
I actually don't know if you said that on the podcast.
Surprise! No. It's a holiday film.
Like Christmas holiday?
It's it's centered around holidays. Even I didn't know that. You didn't? No. Okay, yeah. It's been a little bit of a little surprise. So I think it'll be fun that it's something that hopefully people can watch yearly, like around the holidays.
Right.
Yeah.
Why wasn't it called like Out Caroling or something? You know,
that'll be the sequel. Okay. I'll add that in next year.
Yeah,
it's a holiday film. It's all Sean having to push my mic back to me because I forget what I just disassociated. I forgot what I was doing for a second there.
You literally are always like picking your nails, yeah, doing something. I'm like, you're doing a podcast.
We're in a podcast right now. Please stop. I think for a while, I think for a while there, I was hesitant to say that it's a holiday film because I think that there's certain things that people associate with holiday films,
right?
That they might not want to see, in queer film represented. And also, like the last time we got a holiday film that was like sapphic centered, it was like kind of a coming out trauma storyline. This is none of that. It's fun, vibey, it's loosely holidays but more just based in that timeline, and I think y'all are really gonna like it. I think we did it in a creative way that it feels like a fun holiday film that but it's still super queer
cute.
And I think people, I after filming it, I genuinely feel so proud of it. Like I think it's going to be great. So
I mean, you should feel proud of it. Even if it sucks, you did something really good.
That's true. Even if it fucking sucks.
Dead ass. Which I know it doesn't. But like, even if it was the worst movie ever made, which you know it's not, you fucking made a movie. Which is wild.
Yeah.
And like, who can say that?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people. But it's not going to suck, which is even cooler.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. The jury's out. We'll find out.
It's not going
to. But yeah, no, it feels really good to be done that. And that was a really cool experience. But I have other housekeeping to talk about. You're like, fuck, this is over. Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Last night, I have a mystery.
Okay.
Last night, I went to the Boy Genius concert.
Yes.
And first of all, I think I've realized that the Boy Genius is kind of like the new Girl in Red, in the terms of if you need to figure out if someone is queer,
yeah,
specifically sapphic, you just need to ask them if they know Boy Genius music. Yes. Because it was so funny. Depending on who I had talked to in the last week that I told was going to the Boy Genius concert, whether it was people I was working on with my film or just people like, you know, family members or friends, or last night we went for a drink before, so our server.
Yeah.
You see the immediate difference of reaction when you say I'm going to Boy Genius. Either people are like, who the fuck is that?
Or like, oh my God.
Or like, oh my God, I love Boy Genius.
War, so I'm
like,
oh, you're gay. Face.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I'm referencing?
No.
Oh, okay.
TikTok?
No, Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
not Barack. It was Joe Biden. Or was it Barack? No, it was Barack Obama. Yeah, his summer playlist. His
summer playlist, and yeah. Then Lucy responded and was like, war criminal,
sad face.
I forgot about that. Oh, that's so funny.
I will say, before you get into your... you tell me your mystery.
No,
first.
No, please, please.
No, I think I could piggyback off of it. It might be part of your mystery that I might be solving.
Okay. So anyways, I went to Boy Genius. First of all, within like two songs, someone was getting proposed to next to us.
Yes.
It was very cute. Very queer.
Very cute, worst nightmare.
You getting proposed to at a concert?
At a... And like, not even like a stadium concert.
Oh my God. Not you ranking it based on where the,
like,
concert.
Maybe if I got like pulled on stage at like the Eras tour, I would be like, okay.
That's your standard, the Eras tour.
Or like if I was pulled on at like the Renaissance World Tour.
No, it was
tour.
Their song. It was their favorite song. And then they got proposed
happy
to
for
it.
Them.
Okay, and then it was really cute, and this is like a very common sapphic thing. One of them proposed, and then the other one was also going to propose and had a ring.
That's really cute.
So they were both planning on proposing at the concert.
That's a cuter story than the Boy Genius concert.
I can't with you. It was really sweet. Sean just doesn't have a fucking soul.
True.
So anyways.
That actually was really cute.
It was. Yeah. It was really cute. And they both had like rings for each other.
That's wild.
Really, yes.
I also love that.
Isn't that so sweet?
Yeah.
So one of them proposed and the other one, like, it was, they proposed like right when the song started. And immediately when they got down on one knee, the other person was like, oh my God, I was going to propose during
this
song too.
Do I also get down now, or do I wait till you come up and then I go down?
Yeah, they were both going to propose during the song. So that was so fucking cute. But okay, that was cute. That was wonderful. Then I need to set the scene. So there's these people in front of us, these women in front of us. And there's maybe like a group of like five of them or something like that. And this is just general, like, standing area. So it's not like they were, like, seated in front of us, but we just happened to be standing behind them, like, okay, for the majority of the time.
Mysterious.
And if you know, am I building the mystery? If you know Boy Genius, you know that, like, most of their songs are, like, pretty depressing or, like, mellow. It's not like it's, like, a concert where... It's not a Rihanna concert, you
right.
know? Like, you're not, like, shouting. People aren't twerking in the audience to Boy Genius.
Well,
you know, well, some you could, might be. Yeah. So, everyone's really vibing with it, right? Like everyone's really focused. It's not like they're like really loud on stage or anything like that. It feels very intimate. So everyone's like, you know, like singing along or like focused and like really mellow. And it just so happened that these five people in front of us were like the loudest, most obnoxious fucking nice. People of all time. And like the entire time, like while they're singing these like beautiful, heartfelt songs that are like about really deep topics, like trigger warning worthy topics,
right,
they're just like, yeah, and then are you going to so-and-so's party next week? And I was like, I can't stand people like this, like shut the fuck up.
Also, what is that, the mystery?
No.
Okay,
so then at this point they were just confining their obnoxiousness to themselves.
Okay.
It's not like they were like integrating with anyone around them.
They were branching out.
Yeah. And I think they were getting enough, like, kind of looks and stuff that they kind of, like, shut up at a certain point, which was, you know, convenient. Anyways, I went to the bar at one point, and again, due to the mellowness, everyone who knows me knows I drink red wine all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I love red wine. But in certain situations when I'm drinking red wine, I understand when people are, like, razzing me about it. They're like, really? Red wine at, like, 1 a.m. at a gay bar? Like, what the fuck are you drinking? And what... That's such a weird choice.
Right. I'm going to say something. I don't think red wine is weird ever.
Thank you. And this is why you're my best friend.
Yeah.
This is why I appreciate and love you.
Because drinking red wine at any time has like MILF energy, which is amazing. Thank you. Yeah.
It's vibey.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mysterious.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's mysterious and hot.
Yeah.
Most people would say.
Because funny, it's like, hot, why is she drinking kind. That? Is she crazy? That's hot.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how I think about people too. Are they crazy or not?
Yeah.
Seems hot. So I go and get my red wine. I come back.
The house red.
Okay. So this is part of the mystery.
Okay.
So I expected to get like a naked grape or something.
Of course. You know, always.
Like the house red vibes. No, their wine was J. Lore, which I love.
Okay, J. Lore. Yeah.
And you know, it's like a $28 bottle in the liquor store, and it was no more than a regular drink at the place. Like they were selling, like, this is concert prices. They're selling beers for $10. The J. Lore glass was $12, which is that very pricey? Yes, but it's concert prices, so everything was expensive. And if you go to like some like stadiums and stuff, and you get the higher priced wine that's not like the house wine, well, sometimes it'll be like $18
for sure.
So I was pretty impressed by the $12. So anyways, I bring back my red wine. I'm minding my fucking business from these obnoxious women in front of me, and they start razzing me for getting red wine. And I was like, what the hell? I literally walk back. I haven't spoken a word to these people the whole time. I walk back, and they're like, red wine, like at a concert. Like they just start, like, I don't know why I made them sound like old, like smoker hags. They're like my age.
Were you picking up queer vibes?
I was picking up queers and associates.
Okay.
I was picking up that maybe a couple of them were gay.
Queers and plus ones.
And then they had
and plus twos and coworkers, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They because first of all, there was two that were very clearly together. The other two or three unsure, and also they seemed to not care or know Boy Genius.
Okay.
So it was giving me straighties.
Yeah.
So anyways, I come back, I have my red wine, I'm minding my fucking business, and they're like drinking their White Claws or whatever, and they turn around. Which also, I genuinely, personally will stand on the soapbox that if you're drinking White Claw, you shouldn't judge other people's alcohol choices.
No.
Because you're drinking White Claw. It's not that I have anything against White Claw. It's just like, you're not like, you have nothing to stand on here.
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, I come back for red wine, really? And one of them goes, I forget what wine they reference. They're like, ew, I can never drink red wine at a place, like it's probably the terrible house stuff or whatever. I'm like, why am I also getting these unsolicited opinions from these random folks?
I could never drink it at, okay, well then don't,
then don't,
you're you and I'm me,
and also,
and
why
I'm drinking J-Lore.
Why are you speaking to me?
Literally
at this point
I would choose violence.
At this point I've decided, you know when you just decide you don't like people? I had decided I didn't like them like an hour previous because of their fucking chattering and not crying and listening to Boy Genius. I expect everyone around me to be crying and focused.
Either cry or get engaged.
Exactly. Is that too much to ask?
No, I don't think so.
So anyways, they're like trying to have fun and laugh and talk to each other. And it was irritating the fuck out of me. Like, shut the fuck up. So I had already decided I didn't like them as people to their core, that we were, you know, enemies. And then they were chirping me about my wine. And so I felt very excited because I had a response. I said, no, actually, it's Jay Lore. And then they said, oh, well, how much did that cost you? First of all, why am I in this conversation all of a sudden?
That's, you had a rebuttal and then you're like, fuck.
And then I was like,
I'm in this now.
So why, you know, like, how much did that cost you? I was like, even better. I get to tell them again that it was cheap. I was like, actually, it was only $12. Then one of the girls is like continuing to talk, I would say, at me, because I've decided at this point that I'm not engaging. So yes. I just pretend I can't hear her anymore while I'm listening to the concert. And she eventually just stops talking at my face. So then we're like doing the whole thing. Julia literally has her like arms around my back. We're like, it's like very romance vibes. We're all like watching, like everyone around us is like, you know, fucking
crying, getting engaged.
Yeah, exactly. That's both. The vibe. Literally, she doesn't talk to me for 10 minutes. And then in the middle of a song that is about telling someone to
restart their camera,
which, trigger warning, is about telling someone to not, like, to stay and not kill themselves.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Why am I laughing? Everyone's like sobbing. We're like, this is like a very like deep song.
Yeah.
And there's like, the place is like fucking silent. Like, you could hear a pin drop except for like the singers. It was that vibe of a concert.
Okay.
She obnoxiously whips around to me and is like, my partner's a firefighter. And she says that Jay Lore, that's as far as I got into the sentence. And I literally turned to her and I said, I'm trying to listen to the concert. I don't care.
Yeah.
Literally, those were my exact words, because I was so annoyed at this point. And she literally goes, oh, sorry, and turns around. So I got her ass. But now I need to, the mystery
what
remains.
What does the firefighter
have to
know about the
Jay
Lore?
So I woke up this morning and me and my girlfriend were chatting about these obnoxious people. And she was like, oh, you really fucking gagged her when you literally basically told her
to shut the fuck up.
And meanwhile, I'm not exaggerating when I say I had tears in my eyes when she turned around to give me this random fact. But I wish I had waited to tell her to shut the fuck up. Like even five, because I feel like the sentence
was right there.
And she felt like it was enough to...
Had 10 minutes to brew that.
And she was like, I gotta tell her. So what do firefighters
know about Jay Lore?
I'm serious. What is this? Like, what is this mystery?
That is...
My partner is... And I remember it exact.
Clear as day.
My partner is a firefighter. And she says Jay Lore,
because the firefighter is clearly a piece of the puzzle.
It wasn't like, oh, my partner says Jay Lore and was just going to give you a personal opinion on Jay Lore. My partner is a firefighter. So what do firefighters think about Jay Lore?
And firefighter, like, that seems like that should...
It could
be something, you know.
It could be concerning.
Jay Lore bottles explode in the sun or something.
Or like 99% of house fires
are started by Jay Lore employees.
Like, there's some conspiracy here that I need to know.
No, you stopped that too soon.
I know. So then I was really regretting it because I really gagged her ass as she fucking shut up the rest of the time, not a peep out of her. But I did feel like leaning in at the end of the concert and just saying, okay, but what about firefighters and Jay Lore?
Your partner, the firefighter?
Sorry, I was a huge cunt. What were you going to say about firefighters?
I have time to listen now as you're all walking out.
No, literally. So anyways, what were you saying? It's a mystery that I thought maybe one of the Gabers.
Yeah, if you're a firefighter,
have some insight.
Tell us what you know about Jay Lore.
Otherwise, I need to hunt these people down.
You need to know.
I need to know.
Yeah.
I might have to go to some like fire halls just and start asking.
Sticking like maybe flyers on the, have you seen this woman? And then like a photo of that person. You should have taken a photo.
Or are you a firefighter? What do you know about J-Lore? Yeah. Call this number.
Call this number ASAP.
Like I need, actually there's a fire hall fairly close to here. I might just go after.
You should, and it's right there.
Just start getting some investigation work out of the.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure you have nothing better to do. Just curious. Do you all have any opinions on J-Lore?
Hey, I'm sure you get this a lot. J-Lore. What's happening? And they're like,
this is,
you gotta come in.
See, this is the thing. I'm so intrigued by this because I'm like, it's either gonna be something that I say this on the podcast and no one DMs because they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And this was just some like white claw girl that like got her sentence confused.
Yeah.
Or all firefighters know something about J-Lore.
It's gonna go either way.
And it's gonna keep me up at night.
I have a mystery about this concert series that I am a little confused by, and I hope that you can
shed some light.
Mm-hmm. Boy Genius is loved and adored by, I would say, primarily queer women.
Yes.
Almost entirely.
Yes.
I'm sure there's some queer men.
There's some outliers.
I'm sure there's some allies.
Yeah.
But I would say it is dominated by queer women.
Yes, correct.
Carly Rae Jepsen, the opener. I would say almost entire fan base.
Gay men. Yes.
Why? Same concert. Why is she opening? Those are not the same audience.
Okay, I will agree with you with the exception of Cut to the Feeling, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Cut to the Feeling knows no demographic.
Exactly. And it's also very Robin energy.
Yes.
So I feel like that was potentially the booking agent was like, I know, but there is Cut to the Feeling.
Right.
And Cut to the Feeling reminds us of a Robin song and lesbians like Ramen.
Yeah.
So I think that was potentially the one correlation, the one string.
It seemed like an odd combination to me.
I will say that there were, a sprinkling of gay men
that
in attendance.
That were there just for Carly
that
Rae.
That I think were there for Carly
Absolutely.
Rae. Because when we got there, you could tell that most of the sapphics were like, you know, by the merch stand. They were getting drinks, they were whatever. The people already firmly planted for the Carly Rae Jepsen concert were the gay men.
You're like, the crowd around 6 p.m., tall crowd around
short
8 p.m. got a lot shorter as the gays scattered to do ketamine in the outhouse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think that they were able to pull some tickets based on, but
it's just odd.
It's just it is. Yeah. It is. I mean, I love me some Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, wait, I know.
But I'm not the usual sapphic in terms of music taste. And I think that it didn't really align in that sense. Also because Carly Rae is so poppy and like upbeat.
Yeah.
And then Boy Genius is so mellow. So the contrast was quite a bit.
I had many a question.
I did enjoy it though. Like when I saw that Carly Rae was the opener, I was like, that's great. Like, I love that because like sometimes you see the opener and you're like,
She usually has a wolf cut too. So like ally.
Very much. Yeah. Very much so. But it was a mystery.
Yeah. No, that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. Two mysteries, one night.
It was a mystery. Also, I think a lot of the allies or men were more like Phoebe Bridgers fans.
For sure.
You know, and then
she's definitely pulling the numbers for.
Yes, definitely. She's because she's very booked and blessed on her own. And then I think a lot of people go because they're Phoebe Bridgers fans. So they're going to see her. And then like it's a bonus to see anybody else
Carly Rae's just there.
Carly Rae's doing Carly Rae things. Yeah. I will say Cut to the Feeling live changed me.
I bet.
It was a beautiful, wonderful experience.
Yeah.
And it really kicked off my Pride season. Right.
I love that.
Pride's next weekend.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know. I'm so sad that you're leaving.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you feel caught up?
I feel pretty caught up.
Good.
Pride. I'm going to have stories post Pride. You're going to have stories post wedding. We're both going to have post Barbie stories. We've got big things coming.
Tune in. So it's coming.
People are on the edge of their seats.
It's coming in hot.
So many personal anecdotes coming your way. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Make sure to follow us at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. Also, if you're not following at Aging Out the Movie, you're homophobic.
Agreed.
And transphobic, probably. Racist. I don't know how, but it seems right.
Absolutely.
Ageist, ableist, all those things. You're just an awful person.
Awful, yeah.
Truly. Ageist, definitely, because I'm like...
Aging out.
Aging out. Yeah. And I'm like old, so...
True.
Seems rude. Okay. Thank you all so much for listening. And if this is your first episode, I'm so sorry, because part of me is kind of scared since I told people to wait to listen. This is going to be their first.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. Until next time, we will see you around the gay bread. Yeehaw!